104.7 Andy and Mel, 8:09. We're topping out at 41 today. It is 20 right now. Okay, we did MASH for cash. We actually got a winner today. Sarah won $135. We'll have a brand new MASH tomorrow at 7:20 with Quality Lenders. Our poll question at hot1047.com, is it okay to buy a gift with a gift card you got from the person you're buying the gift for? Did that make any sense the way I said it?
Yeah.
No, I think you, I don't think it did. I think you just know what I was. Is it okay to buy a gift for someone with the gift card they gave you?
Still made sense.
Okay.
I was catching what you're throwing.
Well, you've heard the question 20 times.
I know, but I was following along to what you were saying, and it made sense. It was just a longer route to get there.
All right. By the way, big hotness for the holiday season, the big toy this year. And no, this is not a flashback from the 90s.
Don't say it.
The Furby.
Ugh.
The Furby is back.
Ugh.
Back again.
Why? Why? Well,
you want to hear a noise that will cause you to have rage?
It's the Furby.
Yeah. Listen to two Furbies, two of the 2012 model Furbies talk to each other. It's
me change. Woo-hoo!
Booga. Ga. De. Booga. Danta. Danta.
Yeah.
Why?
That inspires me for sure.
Why?
I want to go Furby hunting.
All right. I'm game.
Only problem is it's really expensive.
I know, they're like $60.
I know. They start at $54.
Well, like $60.
Yeah. Kayla's on the phone. How are you, Kayla?
I'm doing okay.
What's up?
Well, I have to comment. I mean, there's a few things in you guys' conversation. So, first question.
Uh-huh.
I can only say yes, it's okay, or yes, it's not okay for someone to buy someone else a gift. He should not tell her. But here's a question for you guys.
Okay.
What if this person, depending on how big the gift card was, bought a nice present for themselves and then later needed money for other Christmas presents and ended up pawning it or selling it and used that money? Would it be the same theory?
So,
okay. Technically, they bought themselves a gift, but they're using that same gift money to buy the other person a present.
That's, I don't think that's even considered in the equation here. Because, I mean, that would be something
that
later on.
Your entire argument is that you bought yourself a gift.
Yeah, but now he's already used and enjoyed the gift that he purchased with the gift card. And then now he's going to pawn it just for some extra cash.
And honestly, that's why I don't really like exchanging gifts with people, because all you're doing is spending money on something you won't ever see again and you may not get anything you'll use back.
Yeah.
So it's just easier to not buy gifts.
Okay.
I know that's very Scroogey.
Oh my gosh.
My wife and I don't buy each other Christmas gifts because that money would be coming out of the exact same pool. So
right. It's
completely pointless.
See, that's another point. What if it wasn't a guy friend, or what if it was a married couple? Because technically the whole what's mine is yours, what's yours is mine thing. So aren't you buying yourself a gift whenever you're married or in a relationship if you pull your money together?
Yeah.
If you do. Yes, not all do.
But, so I'm going to buy my wife a really nice TV for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's kind of the thing where my brother used to buy my dad used to buy my mom tools for Christmas. And he's really buying them for himself.
He bought what?
Tools.
Tools?
He used to buy my mom tools for Christmas.
I would punch him in the face.
Yeah, I'm going to buy my wife a nice new set of irons.
I would punch you in the face for her.
Not an iron. Irons,
no,
golf clubs.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, okay.
And if you, seriously, if you bought her an iron, oh boy.
My wife doesn't iron. I'm the one who does all the ironing. Are you kidding me?
So anyways.
I throw it in the dryer to take out the
and
wrinkles.
And then earlier, when you asked Mel, she prefers that the man lied to her. Not lying if she doesn't ask, well, how'd you buy it?
So if she doesn't
ask, she should just not.
She just says, "I bought you a gift."
Yeah,
it's not lying if he doesn't tell her.
That's why. That's why we have to lie to women, because you ask too many questions. If you would not ask so many questions, we wouldn't have to lie.
Oh, how are you still married?
I know, right?
My wife doesn't ask a lot of questions.
She doesn't talk that much.
And then then as far as Hey, Like My Sweetheart, uh-huh. is the name of the song Ho Hey or Hey Ho?
It is Ho Hey.
Yeah. So I it think is, that's yeah. it's just supposed to be like a nonsense word.
Hey, yeah.
It is. But it does say, it does I think that sound like it's your
one time
sweet
it
ho.
Sounds one time in there it sounds like heart. One time in there it does sound like ho.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they just did that for fun.
Maybe.
You're my sweet ho. Look at us, stoners from Colorado. We're so gangsta.
I'm going to try to get a hold of these guys.
Yeah. Unnerving. It's a little unnerving with that song saying that, because that's the song that my boyfriend always dedicates to me when it's on the radio. So now that you put it in that aspect, I'm not so sure that I want him to do that anymore.
Well, sorry we ruined it for you.
Sorry. Thanks for the call, Kayla.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kayla had a lot to talk about.
She did. Yeah. She's been listening for
all morning long.
Yeah. Hey, so by the way, I'm curious what my your impersonation of me is, what it sounds like.
I'm not sure I want to.
I
want to
hear it.
Maybe later this hour.
Really? You can't do it now?
Well, we're running behind. We need to take
a
break.
Come on.
Sorry.
Really?
We got to take a break.
Really? Chicken!
We'll do it next. Okay, hang on. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel.
I hate when you 24. Do that.
Well, you didn't explain yourself.
Because you didn't let me. You twisted my words right away. God, you're such a jerk sometimes.
I am not.
Bull crap.
You make me out to be a bigger jerk than I really am.
Right. You do plenty fine
kind
job
of a big
on
deal.
Yeah, you do a plenty fine job on your own. And that's not even how I said it.
I know.
So
I wish
rude.
You could bring this up on the air, but we can't. Okay. So
it's one of those behind closed doors.
Well, it's not
type
that
conversation.
Bad.
No, it's just not thing we would talk about on the air.
No. Okay, so you want to hear the impression of you?
Yes, I would love to hear your impression of me.
Okay. It would go something kind of like, I can't really figure out how to do your voice, so I'm not really going to do your voice so much.
Because you can't get that low?
I can't get that low. Well, I have a cold now. Now I can talk like Mel. Okay.
It's not that low.
No, but
I can get that low.
But
I
can get
to.
Higher than you can. That's yeah. the funny part.
I know. It's weird. I am such an alto.
Okay, so it would be something like this. So I don't know what to get Thea for Christmas because I'm getting Quincy and I don't know what to get her. What do you think I should do? I'm working. Yeah, I just don't know what I should get her because it's kind of a big present and I have no idea what to get Thea. And, oh, who is that in the parking lot? What are they doing here? The doors aren't even open yet. I suppose they're going to ring the phone and annoy us. And, why don't they have Coke Zero in the pop machine downstairs? It is so annoying. Why can't they just have it? It should be there with all the other... Sure, they've got Diet Coke. Blah, but they don't have Coke Zero down there. I just got two new coffee cups. Don't you like them? Aren't they cute?
How much were they?
That's pretty much.
Do you remember me telling you how much they were?
No, I don't remember.
They were $1.99.
Okay.
That's a really good deal.
Was my impersonation of you untrue?
Your impersonation of my ADD was true.
Okay.
You didn't sound like me, though.
No, I have no idea how to sound like you, but.
You just can't talk sexy.
Well.
I'm kind of a big deal.
You deserve that one. You deserve that one. All right.
I'd like to hear you try to talk sexy. That's coming up next. Come on, I want to hear it. For my amusement.
You're going to have to give me a script.
I'll get you a script.
You find me a script okay. And then I'll... So, some advice to the guys listening right now. Never listen to a word I ever say is first.
Yes. It's true.
But pay very close attention to this list I have, and then go home and figure out all the answers, because your wife could be listening, too. And you will probably be quizzed after I bring this up, if she also hears it. A new survey figured out the top 15 things most men don't know about their wives.
That you should probably know.
Some of these make sense, some don't. Either way, you should really know all of them and quickly.
Okay.
Here's the list. The number one thing is her cell phone number. 54% of men don't know it. That one kind of makes sense.
Oh, I mean, it makes sense. But at the same token, you should know it in case of emergency happens or something.
Yeah.
And you don't have your phone. Like, you should know that number.
54% of men don't know their wife's cell phone number. Her favorite song.
What?
We're not always there when they're listening to their favorite song. That makes total sense. I don't necessarily know my wife's favorite song.
Do you know
ever.
My favorite song?
AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long.
Exactly.
Because you tell me that every single day.
I do not. God, you over-exaggerate.
Her bra size is number three.
Not knowing that's probably okay.
Yeah.
But you should be close. Like, you shouldn't think that she has wears an A cup when she's really a
well,
B or something like that.
I'm off the hook for it because my wife's been pregnant for basically the last 2 years, so it's been going up and down.
It does change
for
a lot.
The last 2 years.
Yeah, you get a pass.
The specific date you met. March 29th, 2006.
You're a date savant, though. Most guys aren't. And I mean most guys, I mean 99% of them.
First date was April 3rd, 2006.
You are so weird. Can't believe you remember all those.
No, I remember the important things. Her favorite song is not important. The day we met is important.
Mm.
Her favorite perfume.
You should know that.
I should. I think it's Heavenly. I think.
I have some of that at home.
Where she went to school. I obviously know that. Her favorite clothing store.
You should know that.
Wherever it's the cheapest. Any consignment store is her favorite. Shoe size. I think she wears a 12.
A 12?
Yeah. 11 or 12.
What?
My wife's got big feet, too. Our kids are going to be wearing skis to school.
She wears a 12?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
And I wear 13s. I'm pretty sure. We can ask her. Dress
size. I
have
an 8.5.
Dress size. I believe my wife is a... Underwear size is who she considers her best friend. I think I would know that.
I would hope so.
I'm not going to say so I don't offend anyone. Her allergies. I don't think she has any. I know she can't eat pork.
That's good to know because especially if they're allergic to, let's say, peanuts.
Her birthday is number 13 on the list. 12% of guys don't know their wife's birthday.
Are you kidding me?
Her natural hair color is number 14.
Well, mine's pretty obvious, even though I do color mine. It's pretty obvious what my natural hair color is.
Some women, you would have no idea because you never knew them with their natural hair color.
I agreed.
Now, occasionally, from time to time, you would get a reminder whether or not they were a brunette, a blonde, or a redhead, but I'll just leave it at that. And her official job title, I know that. So okay. I think I know pretty much all of these.
Yeah, you did pretty good.
I intentionally didn't say a few because I... want to sleep in my bed tonight, but other than that, there you go. So make sure you know all that stuff, guys. We've got dirt coming up. Hang on. It's 8:30, Hot 104.7.
We are this is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
Yo.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Drink for me. I forgot to turn up the microphones.
19-year-old two-and-a-half men star Angus T. Jones gave an interview to a religious website where he referred to the show as filth, suggested that people stop watching it, and said he no longer wanted to be part of it. In an interview, he discussed his faith and insinuated that the show is part of Satan's plan. A third man has come forward to claim that he had a sexual relationship with Elmo puppeteer Kevin Clash when he was underage. This guy, who we won't reveal his identity, says that his relationship with Clash started in 2000 when he was 16. He's expected to file a lawsuit today. There's beef between Steven Tyler and Nicki Minaj. Steven made some comments about how he thought that Nicki wasn't a good fit for American Idol because she brings too much drama and isn't compassionate enough. After hearing that, Nicki lashed out lashed out at him on Twitter and called him a racist. I thought I was going to get this whole dirt done without
a
drink, but
put it down.
Yeah. Drink. And that's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
You're back in the lead. Nice work.
Thanks. Well, we were tied for a second.
For about 30 seconds, we were tied. In Belgium, a 64-year-old man just figured out that after 19 years of marriage, his wife used to be...
It's a man, baby!
Oh.
He says she had no manly features and never noticed that she was post-op transsexual, but he finally found out when a friend told him the rumor, and yeah, now he's seeking an annulment. That would be quite the shock, wouldn't it? Yeah, what?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so...
So
you found something for me to read sexy.
Yeah, because I don't think that you can make your voice sound sexy like I can make my voice sound sexy.
You think you can make your voice sound sexy?
I think, really?
I'm kind of a big deal.
Really? You know that
awful
I can.
Cocky about
you know
this.
What? Give me the hot sheet right there. Give me the hot sheet. I'm gonna read something sexy.
Okay.
Out of there.
Something that's not sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're back on your Android and iOS devices. Download Radio Pub to your phone, and you can listen to us wherever you go. So you're telling me that didn't sound sexy? That was hilarious. Nice sound effect.
It would have if I didn't know you, probably.
Probably, yes. But you have to admit, though, it still sounded sexy. I don't think you can make your voice sound like that.
Okay.
I found something for you to read.
What is it?
It's the
50 Shades of Grey?
The back of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh. Can I read this on the air?
Yes. Yes, you should be fine.
You did proofread this first?
I didn't read all of it, but I did read that it's,
well, it's
just
if it's
the
back,
back
cover,
of the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even... I don't think I'm capable of this.
You can do it. Come on. I want to hear you talk sexy. Okay. Do it.
Well, there's a sentence I never thought you'd say.
I know.
Come on. Talk sexy.
It almost, I almost should have like threw up after saying that.
My wife doesn't even want to hear this. All right. Listen, guys can't talk sexy.
Come on. They can too.
There's a reason there's no male phone sex lines. Because we can't do it.
You can, there's got to be
and women
some.
Wouldn't pay for it anyway. Okay.
You guys can do it. Could he not laugh? Is,
I got to try and compose myself here. Okay. When literature student Anastasia Steele goes to interview young entrepreneur Christian Gray, she encounters a man who is beautiful, brilliant, and intimidating. The unworldly, innocent, and oh, Anna. See, I can't do it.
Not convinced.
No, the font is so small and I'm trying to read it. I thought the word was and. Okay. The unworldly, innocent Anna is startled to realize she wants this man and, despite his enigmatic reserve, finds she is desperate to get close to him. Unable to resist Anna's quiet beauty, wit, and independent spirit, Gray admits he wants her too, but on his own terms.
Not sexy.
No, it's not.
Nope, you can't do it. I win.
What, you win? It wasn't a contest.
I said that I didn't think you could. And that your impersonation of me was incorrect.
Okay. But my your normal talking does not sound like how you read the Radio Pup promo.
I could normally talk like that all
no,
the time.
No, you couldn't.
I could.
Someone would punch
I
you
could
in the
do
face.
It. I could talk like that all the time. Throughout the day. I'm going to do it one day. Just all day long.
You couldn't do it.
Talk my sexy talk.
Talk your sexy talk. Okay.
I could do it all day. I could. I'd have to get in definitely into like a character or something, though.
Okay. I am going to...
Now what? Oh my gosh. I don't like that look on your face.
I'm going to write you a sentence, and you are going to have to read it in your sexy voice.
Okay.
And we will do that next.
Okay.
Because I just had the idea. I will write it, you will read it next. Hang on. The Hot... Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:54, up to 41 today, 21 right now, so...
Good morning.
Stop it. You really, really need to stop. Okay. I wrote you, it's more than a sentence, it's a short paragraph.
Okay, I can open it now?
To read in your sexy voice. Go.
I was not feeling well yesterday. It seemed like I had to vomit every 5 minutes. It was terrible. Then came to the diarrhea. Endless, unforgiving diarrhea. My bathroom will never forgive me. It's so hard to keep a straight face. Along with that came a cough and cold. I picked more boogers than I ever have in my life. And by the way, I put meat in it.
See, you can't make everything sound sexy.
It was other than me laughing.
It sounded like you were
constipated.
Recounting a horrible tale. It was awful. It was the worst thing that ever happened.
You should have let me read it first, though, before I did it. Hold on.
Yeah, you screwed up the reading pretty bad.
I was not feeling well yesterday. It seemed like I had to vomit every 5 minutes. It was terrible. Then came the diarrhea. I'm going to make you turn around so I can't see you laughing. Endless, unforgiving diarrhea. My bathroom will never forgive me. Along with that, I still see you laughing because your whole body's moving. Along with that came a cough and a cold. I picked more boogers than I ever have in my life. And by the way, I put meat in it.
I put meat in it!
Hot 1047.com.